Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Yud Daled, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and the Mishnah of Halacha Daled. Rachva kedele kabel ariyach, or briya kedele kabel ariyach. Mishnah said it must be wide enough and strong enough to hold the half brick. Yudah ime rachva afa bishayin or briya, and Yudah says if it's wide enough, it suffices even if it's not strong enough. Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Shimon ime briya afa bishayin or rachva. But Gemara brings a baisa of Rabbi Shimon and says it must be strong enough to hold a half brick even if it's not wide enough. Vuna b'shem Rav halacha k'ri Rabbi Meir. Vuna quoting Rav says halacha for Rabbi Meir, which is the first Tanna of our Mishnah. Shmuel omer halacha k'ri Yehuda, and Shmuel says halacha for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi omer halacha k'ri Rabbi Shimon, and Yeshua ben Levi says halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. Am Rabbi Shimon bar Kasin and Mikem to Tema, Halacha Kadin, Halacha Kadin, Manda with Hachin, like Hashash, Manda with Hachin, like Hashash. Rabbi Shimon bar Kasin said that some say the Halacha follows this opinion, and some say it follows that opinion, and one who does like this need not be concerned, and one who does like that need not be concerned. Am Rabbi Mana, Mikem to Itma, Halacha Korbonon, Shavkin the Yachid bar Avdin Korbonon. Mana objected, saying, since one opinion says the Halacha follows Hachomim, we abandon the individual and do like the Rabbonon. Rav Azar Lechad Asa, Chama Chad Mavri, Shurisei Belechia, Yavla, Bechutre, Beafla. Rav went to a place and saw a Mavri permitted through a flimsy Koira. He hit it with a stick and toppled it. Amalei Rav Huna Dikla Koyim. Rav Huna said a date tree stands at the opening, therefore they can rely on it for a lechi. Amalei Rav Inui Durav Huna, Gaba, Reinui Durav, Leith Inun Gaba. Rav says, do you think the eyes of Rav Huna see the tree and the eyes of Rav don't see it? Ella, harini oise lahem, mishem kaira, ulesha sabor, animata lahem, mishem lechi, shahi yoidim, shem yinatal hadekel, shu asa letaltil. Rather, I forbid to them to carry this Shabbos since they thought it was permitted due to the kaira, and I permitted the coming Shabbos due to the lechi, so I'll notice the date tree is removed, it's forbidden to carry. This by Mema, and another version is that he forbade to them the Shabbos, lest they think that the halacha for the Yehuda, who would have said if it's wide, even if it's not strong. Another version of the whole story is that Rechina said that Rav went to a place and saw a mavi whose coat was removed, and he forbade it. Dikla Koyim, Rav said, but a date tree stands at the opening, and they can rely on it for the lechi. Amalei Rav Inui de Rav Huna Gabo, Inui de Rav Leith Inun Gabo. Rav said, do you think that the eyes of Rav Huna see the tree and the eyes of Rav don't see it? El harini oise lahen mishum kiro ulishar sabo, animate lahen mishum lechi, shiyu yoidim shim yinat ladekel, shiyu asa letaltel. Rather, I forbid to them the Shabbos due to the Kriya, and permit to them the coming Shabbos due to the Lechi, so they'll know that if the date tree is removed, it's forbidden to carry. If the Bai Meima, the Lehavan, Savin, could be Huda. You forbid to them this Shabbos, lest they think that the Halacha follows the Yehuda. The Tanin and Tamon, Ezu, Kalpef, Kolshu, Samach Le'ir, Divi Yehuda, Bachu, Aimei Hochein. We have a contradiction because there's a Mishnah in Beitza that says that what is a Kalpef from which one may bring wood on Yom Tov? If any enclosed area close to the city, Rida says this, but here, Rida says different. Means, then we'll see that the first Tana permits a Kalpef, and if there's a watchman's shack or beistira inside, or it's close to the city, Rida says, even if there's only a pit or cave inside, when we carry it inside, because it's not enough to be close to the city. Amru Rimana, Kabeistira, Avala Rihuda, Rimana answered that Rihuda teaches only that a pit or cave is like a beistira. He agreed that anything else close to the city is permitted. Now, halacha hei, ha'isa shel kash oi shel konim roin oisa keilu hi shel mateches akuma roin oisa keilu hu pashuta agulu roin oisa keilu hi mu'abas. If the coat is made of straw or reeds, we consider it to be of metal. If it's bent, we consider it to be straight. If it's round and cylindrical, we consider it to be square, meaning rectangular. If the circumference is 3 trochim, it's a tefach wide. The Gemara says, The Gemara asks, according to whom does our Mishnah teach that if it's made of straw or reed, we consider it to be metal, to be of metal? It's like Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's wide, even if it's not strong. Akuma reino sekila hi pshuta. The Mishnah said if it's bent, we consider it to be straight. Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Rabbi Acha quoting Rabbi Zeira said this is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Zeira, divi akol hi, v'ushite akumumus. Minasad, akumumus she'ena ma'akevis l'amavri, av akumumus she'ya ma'akevis l'amavri, ha'reizu asura. The Yasa quoting Rizera said they all agree to this. It's when the bend is not Ma'akev, the Mavri, as we'll explain, but if the bend is Ma'akev, the Mavri, then it's forbidden. Reza Akmumis, she says she'ein Ma'akevis the Mavri, Koshila Yogud, Ve'ein, Bein Zu, Lazu, Gimel. Which bend is not Ma'akev, the Mavri? Anything that, if what leaves Hechshe Mavri, which means within three Trochim of the opening, were removed, there's not three Trochim between this end of what remains and this end. Agula roino sekilu hi moribas. The Mishnah said if it's round, we consider it to be square. Oid hi de Yehuda, and also this is like Rabbi Yehuda. Minayam lamdu v'yasas hayam mutzak eser ba'amar v'gamer. They learned it from the yam shel shleimai, that if the circumference is three, it's one wide. As we see in the Pasuk in Malachim, Perek Aleph, in Malachim Aleph, Perek Zayim, Pasuk Chof Gimel, and he made the yam with its, and it says that its width was 10, the circumference was 30. The question implied is you can't say that the yam was round because it already said it was square. You cannot say that it was square because it already says round, ogle. In Tema, you should say, Maruba, Nimsis, Ome, Kuf Samarvab, Ushte Yadis, Taharahu Machzik. In Tema, ogle, Kuf Chof Hei, also, if you'll say that it was square, since the width was 10, the area on top was 100, and it was 5 amos deep, so it was 500 cubic amos, meaning 166 and 2/3 times the shear of a mikveh. And if you say that it was round, since the diameter was 10, the area on top was 75, and it was 5 amos deep, so it was 125 times the shear of a mikveh. And the ma'ata, shtei amos alyonos, agulos hayu, so the Gemara resolves that the top two amos were round, their volume was 150 cubic amos, and the bottom three amos were square, their volume was 300 cubic amos. It turns out that it held in all 450 cubic amos 150 times the shear of a mikveh. We have a seeming contradiction. A pasuk in Melachim says, Alpayim bas yachil, which means it holds 2,000 bas. Bas is 3 sar. So the yam was 6,000 sar, meaning 150 megvois. Another pasuk says that it's machzik batim shloshim alafim yachil, that it held 3,000 bas. Efshalema alpayim shukwanema shloshis alafim. Efshalema shloshis alafim shukwanema alpayim bas. You can't say that it holds 2,000 because it says 3,000. You can't say it holds 3,000 because it's 2,000 bus. Nimses oime alpayim balachshim shloishes alofim beyavish. It held 2,000 of liquid, which can't be piled up above, which equals 3,000 of dry because you can have heaped, means a pile of an additional 1,000 on top. Mikan lamdu chachomim arboim sa balach shen kuraim beyavish. Here chachomim learned that a measure of 40 sa of liquid equals 2 core, which is 60 sar of dry, because again you can pile up another half on top in the kli. And this is for a kalim with a standard shape. The amount that one can pile up on top depends only on the area of the top, where the depth doesn't really affect it at all.